Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jake Murren, just dog sat, didn't charge a darn thing.
His family members.
Mac is family.
Mac is family.
Mac
now.
Is the right mix of family and friend, right? Or sorry, friend and coworker.
Yeah, does Mac feel that way as well? I'm not sure.
No, this is a fair question for Mac. Mac, you don't have to answer just because I'm talking to the microphone.
When you walk into his house, do you feel like you're walking into the Olive Garden where you hear your family?
He hasn't been there yet. This weekend will be the first time.
Do you imagine getting the mindset here. When you walk into that house, is it like I'm home?
I'm sure, if based on the photos that Nick has shown me of the house, yeah, I'm sure it will.
So you consider him family is what you're saying?
Yeah, totally.
Boom. Oh, he didn't sound convincing in that at all.
I think the only one heard it.
Hey, listen, if you think he's family and you think, now do you think he would do the same service for you then? Do you feel like he would watch your house and take care of your house?
He's got a mom there.
Well, I'm just
asking. That'd be really weird. His mom makes that decision, right? Fair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also, I'm also usually the one that watches the house anyway.
Bam.
So.
See? Okay.
I don't know Mrs. Mac yet. Sorry. Mrs. Mama Mac. I realize what I said. I don't know Mama Mac yet, but okay. I'm sure if...
Hey, listen, if you guys are both happy with the arrangement, that's perfectly fine.
We haven't even settled
fine.
On money. You're the one creating an issue that
I'm not
here.
Creating an issue. I'm just pointing out I got a lot of text here, DMs, all sorts of things.
CJ, I'm sure none
on
of these
Twitter,
are made up.
CJ on Twitter saying Nick is being cheap, LOL. Michelle from Mayfield, one of my favorites, chiming in. I'm with you. $25 a day to house it, not nearly enough.
Wow. For Michelle.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
She's very nice.
Real quick here. She sounds lovely, other than hurting my feelings. Malone in Lakewood. Where do you land on this?
Hey, guys. It's two different things. Are they house sitting or are they dog sitting?
Yes.
Both, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That's the same. That's basically the same thing. What you do is you give them access and maybe a little bit of cash. But you don't give them anything outright. You just replenish your house stock, and you give them access to everything. Hmm. So they don't have to leave with anything. If they don't drink all the Mountain Dew Code Reds, you got a couple Code Reds left over. But you can still break them off with some cash for his time. But it's also key to find someone who has nothing going on. You got to find someone who wants to be upgraded from their house situation.
Oh, that's what Nick is
roommate,
doing. Yes, he's blessing him with
an
upgrade.
You got to upgrade them to your house.
All right.
When you phrase it that way, Malone, you make a lot of sense.
Malone, we appreciate you.
You make a lot of sense. Nick feels like he's upgrading Mac and Mac's life for the week.
In fairness, I thought Mac lives at home lives in an adjacent room with his mom. Or not with his mom, but at the same residence.
Yeah, what a mensch you are.
And I thought to myself, I bet you'd like to have a house to himself.
Yeah, classic good guy. That's
actually, Hacksaw used to love this kind of stuff. Because it would get him out of his parents' house.
Is that what you're doing this for, Mac? Is that the idea?
No, it's the money. It's all of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the $25 a day. Let's just erase that out of the brain immediately.
We haven't settled on $25 a day.
And I hope not. And I hope after this discussion, we've raised up the rates a little bit here, Mac.
Yeah, raised up the rates a little bit. I'll show you what you can raise.
Hopefully, Mac is raising up something in a couple days as well. Finally has a house to himself.
I got a neighbor who I think is single.
Well, hello, sports fan.
I will be dropping by the house this weekend.
He's divorced.
Even you're not saying anything that's hurting his chances here.
And got a couple details off the air that might not be great, but she is very cute. Huh? She's got a dog that would rip you in half, by the way, just so we're clear.
Yeah, the dog can play with Mongo. He plays with her.
You guys can hear it. Mac is Revenge of the Nerds.
You like that?
Right,
you like
now.
That one?
I believe it sounds like that one. I think that's just a reenactment for Mac there. So remind me again, who's talking about the Browns O-line?
So this was Aaron Schatz of ESPN. And Aaron, it was a whole article like what each team needs to do essentially, right? And he put four of the five starters in Cleveland's offensive line is going to set their contracts to void after the 2025 season. We've known that. We've talked about that. We've gone through that. But it does raise an interesting question. Like, what's the long-term plan with the offensive line? If Aaron believes in the next couple months that the Browns have to extend or have to find a way to at least make sure the offensive line isn't just left in pieces after this season, the Browns will have to do something. What exactly they do, though, I think is the interesting question.
Re-sign Wyatt Teller. I don't think it's that hard. Joel is a little bit long in the tooth for an extension. Even if he wants to play next year, I think we're on a one by one basis for a contract. I don't think you should extend Ethan. I think he's had a good season under Callahan, and until he has another good season, I wouldn't do it. I don't think you put any future money towards Jack Conklin. So yeah, I mean, like I think the two most important things you can do to solidify this offensive line going forward, one, re-sign Wyatt to a long-term deal and let him finish out his career here, or as much as he can of his career here.
Yeah.
And two, you got to really give DeJuan Jones a chance to take that left tackle job.
I mean, it feels like, first off, you need DeJuan Jones to take that left tackle job. That's not even like you need him to take that. And then the Wyatt part of it seems like the obvious leap, but I really think that's all you can really do.
Are you
doing anything with Posick?
No, I can't. And the problem is I can't even give like...
Because Betonio is a question mark now at this point, yep. And Conklin's been way too injured and way too not as productive even when he's been healthy. How do I even possibly move forward with anything with him?
Well, and I think here's the problem. The pie-in-the-sky version of this season with the offensive line to set them up going forward is you still have two openings. So the pie-in-the-sky version is DeJuan claims left tackle... Zach Zinter gets in there, makes it apparent he's your future left guard.
But Zach, that's a plan with a lot of hoping that he becomes something because he was not good last year.
But that's why I'm saying the pie in the sky.
And even like Tevin Jenkins, though, who they got. I mean, Tevin at this point, that's a 1 year contract as well. He's a free agent in 2026.
Well, and with Tevin, you're not kicking him out to right tackle.
No, he can't play any of the tackle spots. I think Browns fans gotten that very confused. The reason why he became a guard is because he couldn't play tackle.
So, but I would say, like again, pie in the sky, best case scenario, you re-sign Wyatt. Zach takes over the left guard spot at some point this season, and DeJuan locks down the left tackle. And the problem with pie in the sky scenario is they don't often happen in 3-6 win teams.
I just find it interesting that you've spent so much capital now with two running backs in the draft here, and you might not have an offensive line for them to run behind, and that's going to be the most important part of your team moving forward.
I mean, the biggest mistake they made this year was not drafting at least one developmental offensive line. And that really is more so than anything else they did.
It's amazing they didn't, knowing the need that they have and knowing the contract situation.
And listen, by the way, the pie in the sky, maybe Whipler comes through the former Ohio State Center, yeah. But much like Nick Harris before him, he hasn't been able to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, really, the injuries for the last 2 years on this offensive line, I don't know. Do you feel like we've talked about it enough? Maybe not enough. I'm not sure. But I don't think people nationally understand just how ravaged this team has been.
And I think, specific to this, we've put a lot of emphasis on, I think they might have finally found the defensive line. I think Mason Graham should be a starter, even if he's a really good starter, maybe not a great starter. I think McGuire has a real chance. And I honestly think Alex Wright has a chance to be a starter.
I like them both.
So I think you might have finally stumbled into a defensive line run here for the next 2 to 3 years, I think could be really good for you. The problem is, if the O-line isn't good, this whole thing falls apart offensively if the O-line can't do it. Any one of those quarterback starts, they're not elite quarterbacks. They're borderline starting NFL quarterbacks, or worse, you better have a good offensive line. Oh, hey, you want to be a power run team, you better have a good offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, you don't have a lot of weapons, so your quarterback needs even more time to allow plays to develop. You better have a good offensive line.
You're bringing up the offensive lines for a reason, because look at how the Eagles decided to build out their whole entire team. It was defensive and offensive line first and foremost. Ben Johnson ends up in Chicago. What does he instantly do? Spends a bunch of money on the interior part of the offensive line and then goes heavy on the defensive line. And it's like, it matters. It matters in today's game in a big way.
Well, and I think that goes back to, all right, you got guys to start this year. But I think it's even going to be a catch-22 within the year. Like, if Zach Zinter's chomping at the bit, and he's the left guard of the future, can you send Joel out there if Zach's the better player?
Oh, now we're getting into a, this is a Carlos Santana type discussion that we're having right now. This is also a Joe Flacco and any young quarterback discussion as well. That'll be interesting. I think Joel has earned the right to play, but if he's getting in the way of Zach Zinner, Zach Zinner's got to be able to prove himself long term. Like, if Zinner looks better on the field, you have to go with Zinner.
And I think with Joel, listen, I give Joel a big chance to bounce back. Same thing with Posick and same thing with their entire offensive line, because they are going back to the wide zone formula, which they're really, I mean, these guys really, every single guy here has excelled in this specific run blocking scheme. But if that's not why Joel struggled last year, you get four games into the year and realize Joel's cooked. You're just going to let him play out because
I don't think
he's
you can.
Joel?
I don't think you can. I hate saying that, but it's you have to be able to find something with Zach Zinner. And if he actually does look the best in practice and then it can translate to the games, you're a much better team if Zinner solidifies the left guard spot for the next 5 years instead of letting Joel Bitonio get some sort of farewell tour.
And who could benefit from Zach Zinner going out there and looking like a Pro Bowl guard?
I mean, the run game.
And Andrew Berry.
Well, yeah, because that good point there with the
Andrew
drafts.
Andrew Berry needs some wins. Zach Zinner would be one of the big wins you could get over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
What's the long-term plan on the offensive line, and how much is it going to impact this year? More on this in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Everyone who says, I don't get why he's paid, it's because he gets ratings. It's that simple. He gets he moves the needle on a national level. He deserves your respect, whether you like his opinions or you think he believes them or whatever your take on Stephen A is. He's just overexposed on the NBA draft, where he just doesn't, he's not an NBA draft insider.
Yeah, the problem there, and I don't want to do too much on Stephen A here because it just is what it is. It's not content I typically take in. I like Fox Sports 1. You know that. I'm a Fox Sports 1 guy.
Which is a level above, of course.
Love Fox Sports 1.
The same stuff.
But like, you know, when you don't know Jalen Williams, that's a problem. When you're caught playing solitaire on your phone during the NBA Finals, maybe not the greatest. But like, I'm all right with that as long as you don't try to pretend to be something that you aren't. When you try to tell us that you know like the 14th or 15th best player in this NBA draft, I have a hard time believing it.
And so
when you don't know the second best player on the NBA Finals team, I don't know why I'm going to believe that you know the 17th guy in this draft.
And in fairness, like, I don't believe Kendrick Perkins knows it.
That's the difference here. Is like the inside the NBA on TNT guys would outwardly tell you what they don't know. You know, like just don't try to be fraudulent about it and act like you know everything under the sun when you don't. Because you're right, Perkins doesn't know it either.
But you should have, not to go too Mel Kiper on this, but the beauty of the NFL draft coverage is you've got Kiper and you would have McShay or Matt Miller or
Greenberg sets them up nicely,
Jordan
and they
Reed.
Just kind of go to it, and then they're off and running.
And by the way, I could take or leave Mike Greenberg on that because he's just wallpaper. But if that's my biggest thing is the guy who drives the show, the point guard of this, the 1990s Doc Rivers point guard or Mark Jackson point guard has no personality, and he's not supposed to, right? Oh, he brings nothing to the table. He shouldn't. But specific to this, I actually think we have something that has actually made the NBA draft more fun. And apparently, Bill Simmons said something on the Bill Simmons podcast after night one of the draft.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Draft about Kendrick Perkins, to which Kendrick Perkins went to his Twitter handle, and this is about 30 seconds of a 2.5 minute video responding to Bill Simmons.
Just leaving set, thinking about Bill Simmons, cupcake gas. Always got my name in his mouth, but I'm gonna address you Sunday, okay? Believe that. I'm gonna address you on my special edition. Me only, yours truly, Sunday on road tripping, okay? They give me my spot, and I'm going to get on your ass like back pockets because I'm not tired of you. I don't know who anointed you, the preacher or king of head honcho of overseeing basketball and way things need to be. Man, what have you done?
All right, in fairness, what have you done, Perk? I'm not trying to be that guy.
That might be the NBA versus media guy feud where the Perk is like, I've at least played in the league. I accomplished things. Where if I was Bill, I'd be like, I wrote the legitimate book of basketball.
And I would, if I was Bill, I'd be like, I actually watch basketball.
Yeah. Fair rebuttal.
I don't know that Kendrick does, given his analysis on any given day. So Bill has since responded.
Yeah.
I'm honored that you sat in your car for 2+ minutes to scold me on your iPhone like this, even though we're a combined age of like 92. If you actually think Toronto will be a top six in the East in anything other than most fun place to visit, let's wager on it ASAP.
Is that what this fight is over? It's all over whether or not the Raptors are going to be good or not?
So this is deeper. Like, Simmons does take a lot of shots at Kendrick Perkins.
Simmons has his people. Like, when Popwell was on with us yesterday, I wondered if we should have asked him about Bill at all in any sort of way.
It's interesting because Pablo's one of the few guys who actually can go back at Bill.
They had the whole sit down and everything
and
like that.
And make Bill look bad, but hold his own and jam up Bill a bit. Kendrick is not. Like, Kendrick, just put it down, man. Bill will eviscerate you. You can,
yeah.
I mean, Bill can speak 100 miles a minute. You can speak a couple hundred feet a minute. I would not do this.
He is right, though. Bill has become, in a weird way, deservedly so, in my opinion, but he has become the voice of the NBA in many regards.
But
like when a big trade happens in the NBA or when a big discussion is happening in the NBA, there are way more basketball fans that take in this type of content than not that seek out Bill's opinion.
But ironically, in part because of ESPN, which is the same myth-making machine that made Kendrick. So it's a little ironic that Kendrick's like, yeah, what have you done, when he was better at his job, at Kendrick's job, yeah, on ESPN.
When both given the platforms that they have, Bill's done a lot more with it than Kendrick has.
And Bill also built, I mean, he was a bartender from Boston, and I know he went to school for this, and he actually did have his blog before he went to ESPN, but like, he turned that loudmouth guy from Boston that used to be a bartender into, is it two pretty significant media companies, first in Grantland and then in The Ringer? I'll put that up against, he was a starter.
Bill probably appreciates you leaving off his HBO work.
I actually thought the Andre the Giant
the documentary stuff is good, and that's where like the ESPN 30 for 30 stuff was awesome, but Bill Simmons TV show where it was Bill Simmons was absolutely horrible.
Now,
I think Bill would tell you that.
Now, see, I'll tell you, if we could get Bill Simmons versus Kendrick Perkins for
show
draft coverage tonight, I'd watch that show.
I love Bill. So like, thinking about NBA draft moments that I remember and that I like go to in my brain, they all revolve around Bill just losing his mind over certain picks, and that being it, and then him telling everyone on the panel why they're either dumb or why the NBA GM is dumb. And the interesting part about it is that a lot of those, if you go back years later, Bill was right on.
Well, see, this is another great point to bring it back to ESPN, and I don't want to put it just on ESPN, but just on draft coverage in general, is there's never a bad move. Like Shams Charania, who is the most influential reporter in the NBA right now. Well, he ran Woj out of business. He spent the morning defending the New Orleans Pelicans for trading next year's first, unprotected, to move up. It wasn't even 10 full spots. I think it was 8 spots, 7 spots.
Well, all right, so go into that. Okay, so and as you describe Shams defending it, Mac, pull up the clip of Bill as he goes scorch earth on this same move, and you can tell the differences between the two. Go ahead.
So he just basically, Shams goes out and says, well, what if Derek Queen becomes a superstar, which is the most pie-in-the-sky version of that, of which nobody in the NBA expects. He might be a very good player, but there's a reason he went number 13.
Right, as you and I are sitting on our couch watching this thing, losing our mind, going crazy. And then this was Bill Simmons on his podcast. This is how this should have gone down on TV.
This was when I lost my mind. I think I blacked out. I'm so glad the NBA can still give us these. New Orleans trades up 10 spots so they can take Derek Queen. And they give up their unprotected 2026 first-round pick swap that they have with Milwaukee, where they have the favorable, whatever the better pick is, they keep. They send that to Atlanta, who had to be deliriously happy. Like, we only have to move down 10 spots and we get an unprotected? This was one of the 5 dumbest trades of this decade. I was speechless.
That's what we needed. And like, in that moment, we needed that.
Well, and even within the end, I mean, Joe Dumars lit up Bill Simmons about this. And it's like, you guys, it is astounding to me that teams cannot hear criticism of national analysts or local analysts and just understand, inevitably, you're talking about this. Talking about the sport is good. Don't take it personally and just move the hell on.
Yeah, the drafts don't have to turn into a celebration of the sport.
Yes, and honestly, we talked a lot about how every single interview about the player was, what are your emotions right now? I mean, at one point, they showed one of the, I cannot remember which draft pick it was, but the mom crying, and Malik Andrews was like, oh, you can really tell what this means emotionally. It's like, dude, let it happen. You don't have to comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to aid to, because what happens with the ESPN, with just coverage in general, is it's no longer sweet, it's saccharine. It's too sweet. If you watch it and you buy into it and you take it in, you're going to get diabetes from it because there's just no nutritional value. And listen, I'm not the guy who says, like, there's a reason that Stephen A. Smith makes $20 million a year and Nikias Duncan, who is incredible at film analysis, doesn't. Because one plays on a national forum and the other is insider. But when you're damn ESPN, it should be like you should not be beholden to one thing. You should be able to have somebody that says the realistic version, which is, hey, everyone thinks this is dumb. I do too, and here's why.
Well, that's it. And it kind of goes back to our discussion yesterday with Pablo in many ways, where ESPN didn't put up any of the collusion discussion or the story. The same thing that's happening here with the NBA draft coverage, right? They're not addressing the whole everything. Why? Because you didn't want to piss Joe Dumars off? Is that what happened with Shams? You didn't want to make Joe Dumars mad by saying this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen? Why are you trading up and getting rid of your unprotected first in a loaded draft next year when you're not going to be good?
And the reason it matters is because you're giving into sensitivities of people whose job it is to understand that there's criticism out there that you can't control.
Right, it's what they sign up for.
And so, like, it's just befuddling to me watching this thing play out because the stories that are involved in the NBA, in NBA draft, because you're not as familiar with these players as maybe you are in the NFL, like the casual fan watching, as college football players who you watch for 3 to 5 years or 10 years, however long you're in college football now, you have the greatest storytelling opportunity in the NBA. You can introduce the NBA public, the greater NBA fan, to Denim. Like, there was a Nets fan yesterday that was like, who is this guy? And the immediate thing from the analysis there was, well, you clearly don't watch basketball. So you're inside basketballing your own fans while then not giving them a damn thing to actually learn.
Yeah, yeah.
It's you don't know ball by a bunch of people who don't know ball.
And then aren't even telling you anything about it to begin with. I just had a problem with, like, there are so many ways they could have made it even just juicier, like even just the Ace Bailey stuff. Swerve into that a little bit. Like, and if you bring somebody on to make a comp for Shedeur Sanders and drive the NFL version into it, then do it. Like,
didn't they not
like
show
that?
The video of Ace finding out, getting the call from the Jazz, where it looked like he was crying?
Or he was shocked. He was shocked.
Yeah. And like, all right, that's a story to tell. Mm-hmm. It's not just to polish. And like, I understand why the league itself wants this to be a grand celebration, and all you do is talk about the positive things. That's fine, but there's a variety of types of story. There is the sad, there is the happy, there is the triumphant. Instead of just, oh, look, they're crying, let's get a camera on them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how tonight's going to go.
It's going to suck.
I don't know that I'm going to watch.
There's just no... I'm going to watch it out of pure curiosity.
I wish the Guardians had played tonight and not during the day. Guardians wish that too after that score. But
Kyle Manzardo wishes.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I wish I had... I'm going to watch baseball probably. I'm going to choose baseball over the NBA draft. I'll put the NBA draft on TV number 2 and I'll vaguely pay attention to it.
So I'm going to watch the coverage tonight because this is going to end up being the worst night of television ever. It will be. I know, because it was awful last night, and they had 10 compelling things to glean from, and there was no analysis to be had, other than Jay Billis, who I think, and Andrea Carter's also really, really good as well, but again, they didn't have anything to bounce back on them, so they were lost in the sauce yesterday with Cooper Flagg, with the Dumars trade, with countless names that people know. You're going to be on like the 7th Bratislavan forward, power forward, mm-hmm. who will never play in the NBA. And I cannot wait to watch ESPN. And I don't want to continue to put on them because I'm not anti-ESPN. I just thought that's the coverage I watched, so that's the one that I thought stung. Because it's the only one I watched. I cannot wait to watch them spin their wheels trying to like polish whatever tonight's going to be.
You're like, hate watching it.
Absolutely. And by the way, it's not just hate watching the coverage.
Yeah.
It's tonight is the ultimate point that there's no business having the second round be televised on its own night.
I think they had to have learned that. They had to be putting that together. And it's a lot of the idea that the second round just, not that it ever was something, but it's really, really diluted right now with all the NIL money in college basketball.
I don't think they will. Because as long as the check still clears, and we're in the era of, none of this matters as long as the check still clears. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we do another dumb two-night of the NBA draft again next year.
Yeah, I we'll see what happens with the ratings when they come back out. They have to listen to fans at this point, though. They have to at some point.
But I do think if ESPN's smart, just get Bill Simmons on there with Big Perk tonight. Just do it.
Oh.
Just do it. Throw us a little curveball. Give me a little red meat.
Throw us a curveball.
Yeah.
Now, don't wait till the road tripping pod.
But just don't
just
tell.
Just bring Bill out like a WWE wrestler.
But just don't tell Kendrick.
Yeah, you have to. It's a complete surprise move. You just got your WWE hat on. That's all that's happening here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
That'd be good TV.
In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.